Well, I've heard of carbuncle, but I don't believe I ever seen one. My cousin had one in her back. And that's a horrible thing, you see.
What do you call the stuff that comes out?
The core.
That
jumps out. Yeah. It just comes out. Oh, the pus. Yeah, the pus come out. And a bar, when it comes to a head, you can put salve and stuff on and bring it to the head. And then when you just press down on it like that, not squeeze it, just press it a little. And that hard little thing comes out, that's the core. And you just take a piece of gauze or something, pick it up and burn it.
What do you call the stuff that comes out of a blister?
That little water little stuff that comes out of a blister? I forgot the name of that.
Say someone had gotten shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it.
That's where you got to have it through some plastic surgery.
What do you call that?
That plastic surgery?
No, when the skin's not growing back right.
I don't know what you would call it.
Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
False flesh, Johnny?
What about crowd flesh?
Plowed flesh. That's false flesh growing in. But it won't take. You got to have a doctor take that plowed flesh out. And I guess it's the best to do it. And then you'll skim some flesh off you somewhere else and put in it.
What did people used to use when they say they cut their finger? What medicine would they put on?
Iodine, my thoracone. What do you call it? Iodine is a little strong. Use mercuricone.
The real bitter medicine people used to take for colds, for fever?
Quinine.
You remember that?
Got some quinine. Get out of the bag now.
Did it work?
Yes, indeed it did. You can mix it with lard and vinegar if a child got a high fever. And you grease them all over that quinine and let it go in his poles. And then wrap him up in a sheet and he just sweat that fever out right now.
All over the body?
Just grease them over there. Put the vinegar in. And that vinegar carry that quinine lard in. And you wrap them in a sheet so they can't expose the air. My grandma was good on that. She's a good old nurse. Yeah, she was really good. She could cure pneumonia.
She's what?
She could cure pneumonia.
With
child had pneumonia. But she made something called tallow jack. She had plenty of tallow around killing cattle. And
tallow is like the fat?
But it's that stiff fat. It's not the fat on the hide, it's that fat inside you pull out, like leaf fat in a hole. And that's the tallow kind. And she just pour a lot of it in big old jar and can. And she pour it in there and she just saturate that jacket with it. And she rub you, and after she rub you, she put that jacket on and then put you in the bed and see you couldn't catch any more air. That's what make people worse with pneumonia, have pneumonia, and you catch fresh air and that keeps that cold going. And she could put that tallow jacket on you. She'd rub up under it, with her hand up under that jacket. And she could kill you,
She'd put tallow all over you or just
under your chest? No, she'd make that tallow jacket and put it over your chest. See, pneumonia's mostly in here.
Yeah.
And in your back and up on your arm, like, and then right in your chest, like. And she'd put that jacket on you and she'd tie it behind on you. So you keep it all over your chest, plumb up to there.
Would you give any other kind of medicine for you to take?
Well, if she could fix up blue maize, she bleeds in castor.
Blue?
Blue maize.
What's that?
That's something like a calma. Something like calma. You know, old people used to make a pill. And give it to you at night.